More ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN. Your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
And good evening, Milwaukee County. Thank you for tuning in to the July edition of Inside the County Board. We begin tonight by getting to know three of the five newly elected county supervisors. That's Russell Stamper II, David Bowen, and Steve Taylor. Now, last month, we had the other two new supervisors on the program, Deanna Alexander and David Cullen. We begin tonight with Russell Stamper. Sir, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, Harold. I appreciate you having me.
Now, 3 months ago, you were elected to represent the 5th District on the county board.
Yes.
And that covers roughly the Washington Park neighborhood, and then kind of heading east along Wisconsin Avenue, and then you cover parts of the downtown and Third Ward.
That's right. That's right. Don't forget about Martin Drive and Merrill Park and Valley Park area.
Excellent. Well, I offer my congratulations on your election.
Thank you, Harold. I appreciate it.
And you're filling big shoes. Your seat was formerly held by Lee Holloway, who was chairman of the county board.
Huge shoes.
And I know that he has reached out to you and has offered his congratulations as well.
He has, and I surely appreciate it.
So what prompted you to run for this seat in the first place?
Well, when I heard that Holloway was retiring, I looked at the opportunity to get involved in my community a little bit more. I've worked in the community and served the community my entire professional career, and I've empowered many families and looked at this opportunity to reach the community on a grander scale. I'm a lifelong resident of Sherman Park, and I'm married, and I have a brand new addition to the family, little Russell Wright Stamper III.
Outstanding.
Thank you. We live right on Sherman Boulevard, right in the heart of the district. And I really care about this community, and I saw it as an opportunity to lead my community.
And we'll talk a little bit more later about what specifically you're interested in tackling on the board. But
right. It
has been a busy 2.5 months since you were elected. You were appointed to the Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee, and that's a big responsibility on the county board. We've been through two committee cycles and county board meetings. So what are your thoughts on the whole process so far being a supervisor?
Well, let's see here. It's a lot of information. It's a lot of reading. It's a lot to know. There's a lot of important departments. There's a lot of important vital programs for our people and for the community. And I credit the chairwoman for doing such an excellent job in creating a team concept atmosphere. She interviewed all the supervisors, and I let her know what I think my skills were best help the county board, and she basically gave me the committees that I wanted, that I asked for. Finance and personnel have joined, and my background in business administration and running programs on the city level, the county level, and the local level, I think I'll be a great asset to that committee. I'm also on parks. I love parks. I grew up in the park, specifically Washington Park and Sherman Park, and I was happy to be appointed to that committee. And then Health and Human Needs, which is my background.
Yeah.
My whole professional career, 10 years, has been in the community, and Health and Human Needs is where I'm from.
Tell us more about your background. What did you do before running for the board?
Sure. Well, let's see here. I attended Alabama State University. I actually have a computer science degree.
Okay.
After college, I came home and decided to become a computer programmer for a year. That was not my passion. Luckily, I got a call from the CEO of New Concept, June Perry, who subsequently became my mentor, and I immediately found my niche. It was working in the community and serving the community. I was a program coordinator and a program manager and advocate for youth programs and adult programs. I used to obtain contracts, like I said, on a federal level, county level, and local level to provide support services. These services entailed things like anger management was a big contract, mentoring, tutoring, individual group counseling, conflict resolution. And I would do the training and get the contract and then send my staff out there to conduct the service and make sure we delivered efficient and effective quality service.
Great. And and those skills are transferring over to the county board. Certainly,
yes, yes.
All of those things come into play.
Yes, yes. And right after New Concept, I went over to the Social Development Commission for 2 years before I came to the board. And there, I led a team of four in the administration of community resources, things like emergency assistance, the W-2 program, the W-2 services, helping people obtain their GED, driver's license, recovery, food, clothing, all those type of resources.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm deeply ingrained into the community.
So now as a supervisor, you have an opportunity to help improve the neighborhood and the community in other ways. And I know there are a number of areas that you've been looking at to cover during this 4-year term. So
that's right.
What are your goals? What areas do you want to have an impact on?
Well, you know, when I was running, Harold, I ran on 3 to 4 major goals I wanted to accomplish while I was at the county board. One of them was being fiscally responsible and accountable, because the county faces such tremendous financial challenges. I thought that I can be a strong advocate for smart investment decisions and responsible policies, and making sure we take a real balanced approach to the budget. So that was one of my goals. Another one of mine was a real commitment to public transportation. I'm a real transit person, and I wanted to ensure we have adequate and affordable transportation for the community. I'm also a big parks guy. Like I said, I grew up in Sherman Park and Washington Park, and I wanted to make sure we maintain our park system. We have one of the award-winning park systems in the country, and I'm a real big park system. And my biggest goals was addressing the unemployment issue. I have started and I will continue to partner with city and state legislators to offer more job training and job placement opportunities. There's a lot going on. I got a lot coming up, and it's a big responsibility.
How's it been so far on the board? Just functioning as a supervisor and getting settled in, understanding the processes. You have a legislative assistant that works with you.
Right, right. And she does a great job because the phone calls come in. They don't stop. It's going quite well. I'm learning a lot. There's always something to read. There's always something to know. I'm still learning the legislative process. However, it's a lot of responsibility and a lot of information. I can say that my colleagues have been great. Like I said, the chairwoman has done a great job of administering a team-oriented concept, a climate of working together. The colleagues have been offering their assistance, offering their help, and I really respect her. She's the right person for the job, and she's a hard worker. And, you know, I'm proud to be a county supervisor.
Now, let's talk about your first 2 county board meetings now.
Okay.
Actually, you had 3 because the first one was to elect the chairperson.
Right, right.
But, you know, those are like all day meetings. You know, there's a lot of things in front of your plate. This last meeting here last week was, you know, there are a number of big issues that came up, including confirming the administrative services director.
That's right.
There are issues of residency involving county employees and an ordinance change there. What's your decision making process? How do you figure out how you're going to vote on these things?
Well, I do my research. I listen to my constituents because ultimately that's who I'm accountable to. And I use a common sense approach. You mentioned the last 2 votes from the last meeting, which was the director of administration. I used a decision making process based on the support I received from my constituents in favor of Pat Farley.
Mm-hmm.
I used job performance and his resume and the recommendation of Chris Abley. So with those factors and giving him an opportunity, I decided that vote would be in favor of him. So that's how I decided to vote for in favor of Pat Farley. And which other one you asked me about?
Well, I mean, just anything that struck you from the meeting.
There's a lot of issues. The board, the meetings move fast. It's really interesting. And, you know, I just use my conscience a lot. And, you know, I make the best decision on what's best for the community and what I think is right.
How have your interactions been with County Executive Abley thus far?
Thus far, they've been great. His staff is great. He's real positive. He also has accepted and embraced Chairwoman's team concept. So he's also looking to work with us and moving Milwaukee County forward.
Well, we only have a few minutes left here, so if there's anything else you wanted to share with us or your constituents about your service on the board.
Sure. Well, you know, I really didn't know what to expect when I became elected. I know that I observed county government. I've read a lot on county government before I became a supervisor, and I saw this as definitely a leadership position. So I've learned a lot, and I've gained much information thus far. I have a lot going on. I have free concerts in the park in Washington. I have a job fair coming up on August 23rd. On August 18th, we have a 5th District community cleanup. So there's a lot going on, and this is definitely a full-time job. Full-time job in the sense of not 9 to 5, but 24/7. Because once the constituents call, they look at you as a leader, and you have to be accountable for them. So, you know, Saturdays are a big work day. I'm always doing something in the community, and I've been busy, and I love it. So I want to thank my constituents. I want to thank everybody who's supporting me. I love this community. I truly care about this community, and I'm honored to be the 5th District County Supervisor.
And you have your Speak with Stamper town hall meetings every so often.
Yes.
Do you have a date for the next one?
Yes, the next one is August 16th.
Okay.
And then I have another one in October. You can find them on the website. You do a great job of putting out the press releases, Harold. And the first one I had was a success. I had a nice turnout, and we discussed a lot of issues. I have the last 45 minutes is dedicated to having people come up and ask questions and talk about issues. And it was really interesting. I had a good time.
Well, great. So August 16th, where is the one on the 16th?
Washington Park.
Okay.
Washington Park. So far, they've all been at Washington Park
Senior Center.
Okay. Right. And they do a great job at assisting me in setting up the place. A lot of chairs, microphone, big stage. So it's a nice atmosphere.
Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you for being on the program.
Thanks, Harold. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we look forward to working with you. Appreciate
your perspective. Yes, sir. All right.
And still to come on Inside the County Board, we'll hear from another new supervisor, David Bowen, after these messages on News Talk 1130 WISN.